神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。第二处正道的经文是罗马书三章21-31节。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用合法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道神只做犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。神既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Today's Bible reading would be read from Romans chapter 1, verse 18, 19 to 25. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another.They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. The second reading from today will be from Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 31. But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace.Through the redemption that has come by Jesus Christ. God presents him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and to who justifies these who have faith in Jesus.Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since There is only one God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through the same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not to all, rather we uphold the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Before our message today, let us also read from another part of the scripture.
有圣经的翻开, 没有圣经的就听。 彼得后书第三章第八节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
到第九节。 这两节经文,我先读中文的, 然后请Jeremy读英文, 彼得后书第三章第八节到第九节。 亲爱的弟兄啊, 有一件事你们不可忘记, 就是主看一日如千年, 千年如一日。 主所应许的尚未成就, 有人以为他是单言, 其实不是单言, 乃是宽容你们, 不愿一人沉沦, 乃愿人人都悔改。
So the scripture is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
提到一个对比,
and so here we see a comparison that Peter raises.
是一个对比，一个比较。
It is a comparison.
A comparison, good, yes.
Contrast.
Yeah, contrast. 就是沉沦和悔改。
Between repentance and slowness.
And perished and punished. 沉沦和悔改。 那么，通常我们认为沉沦。
So typically we think that punishment should be opposite of salvation. But here it is contrasted with repentance.
明显神圣灵要借着彼得提醒我们。
So we believe that Holy Spirit wants to remind us through Peter.
免得我们把这个生命
So that we don't forget the most important thing to being saved. Today we will be speaking of a very important topic. About the truth of repentance. The message of repentance is not very often spoken of in church today. In the church today, we often speak of God's love.
没有错,
that is very true, God definitely loves us. And it is very valuable to us.
那么当我们讲到神的爱的时候,
and when we speak of God's love,
我们往往回应是什么呢?
What is our response?
就是我们敬拜他,
that we should worship Him.
我们赞美他,
we should sing praises to Him.
我们侍奉他,
that we should serve Him. This is the message that many churches emphasize.
包括我们崇拜的形式,
including our worship program.
这个我们, 特别是在崇拜的第一个,
especially during our opening segment of our
service,
is a worship segment. So I've experienced the worship of many churches. They all speak of Christ going to the cross for us. How much does Christ love us? He prepared eternity for us.
And
so we should worship Him. We should praise Him.
这个观念其实也没有错,
and this concept is definitely true.
但是等到我们 每天每次都这样的时候
However, when it is the only thing that is emphasized,
我们就忽略了一个非常重要的一件神的心意
We've overlooked something very important,
就是耶稣死在十字架上
that Jesus died on the cross,
第一目的不是让我们来敬拜他
the prime purpose was not that we would worship him,
第一目的是要我们因着他能够得救
the purpose was that through him we could be saved,
生命能够更新
that our life can be changed,
那么这一个生命得救和更新的关键点
and the most important thing to our life being saved and renewed,
首先是在他真理的光照之下
is in the light of his truth,
要谦卑认罪悔改
that you must be humble yourself and repent
耶稣爱我们
Jesus loves us
他不必为我们上十字架 对不对
He doesn't have to go on the cross, is that right?
他创造宇宙万物已经足够可以表明他爱我们
He made the entire universe was enough to show that he loves us
可是他为什么要为我们上十字架呢
But why does he have to die on the cross?
是因为我们犯罪了
Because we sinned
是因为我们走错路了
Because we walked the wrong path
因此我们面对基督十字架的时候
And so when we face the cross
第一个反应
Our first response
应该是谦卑下来
Should be to be humble
然后认罪悔改
And repentOf your sins.
这才是我们面对他十字架的第一个正确的反应。
This should be our true response when we face the cross.
而不是说，哦，耶稣，你真厉害，你这么爱我，你都愿意为我死，我真感谢你。
And not to say, oh Christ, you are so good, I should be so thankful to you.
如果没有经过认罪悔改的感恩
，If you haven't been through a thankful phase of repentance and humility,
我把它称为是该隐的献祭。
That is like the
offering of
Cain
他没有经过血没有经过这个生命的更新
He didn't go through a renewing of his life
直接把感谢献给上帝
But only gave his thanks to God
那个感谢是上帝所不要的
That thanks is not what God wants
因此我们了解悔改对于一个基督徒的生命
And so we must understand the importance of repentance to our lives
对于每一个人来到神面前
To every person who comes before God
是必须的
It is important
是
Absolutely important
Yeah, 是 Absolutely necessary
Necessary
所以主耶稣出来传福音的时候
And so when Jesus came out to preach
他说天国近了你们要悔改
He said the kingdom of God is near You must repent
然后初期教会的使徒传福音
And so when the early apostles preached
那么那些听的人觉得扎心
The people who listened felt guilty.
然后他们说我们该怎么办
They said, what should we do?
使徒说你们要悔改
The apostle said, you must repent.
那么悔改的信息始终在圣经里边被强调
The message of repentance was emphasized in the scripture.
可是当我小的时候我们的教会也常常提到悔改
Ever since I was young, the church often spoke of repentance.
所以这个悔改的概念在我的这个信仰里面是非常被种下很深印象。
So this idea has always been very important to my faith.
可是我觉得那个时候我们讲的悔改的信息不大对头。
But I think the message of repentance back then was not quite right.
这个因为在中国人的这个语言里边常常把悔改和认罪连在一块儿。
Because in the Chinese language, repentance and knowing your sins is often put together.
所以这个我们常常认为悔改是什么意思呢
And so sometimes we think, what is the meaning of repentance?
就是说你想想你做错了一件什么事
And that is to say, consider what you did wrong.
然后你就跟上帝说你说主啊我做错了
And then you say to God, God, I did this.
我要悔改
I will repent.
然后我就不再做这个错事情了
And I won't do it anymore.
好像这个悔改是针对你的生命里边的某一些的罪
As if repenting is towards specific sins in your life.
那个具体的那些错误
Those specific things you did wrong.
那么去悔改那些错误
And repent of them.
然后是你能够成为一个在道德上更好的人
So that morally you can become a better person.
所以我常常认为认罪悔改呢就是针对我生活里边的那些错来认罪悔改
So sometimes I thought that repentance was towards those things that I did wrong.
其实当我再一次好好读圣经的时候
But when I carefully read the Bible,
我发现我们传统上对于悔改的概念是有偏差的
I found that there is a small wrong in the way we look at repentance.
这个 我们做错了事，我们需要悔改。
The things that we did wrong, we do need to repent.
那是没有问题，那是应该的。
That is true.
但是当圣经里边说你们天国近了，你们要悔改的时候
，However, when the scripture says that the kingdom of God is near, you must repent.
那个悔改重点还不是指的你对某一项具体罪的那个悔改。
That repentance is not towards the specific things that you did wrong.
而是指的你的整个生命要调转一个方向。那样的悔改
but towards the repentance of your entire life.
那么我们要正确的理解悔改
and so we need to see it truthfully.
在今天我们基督徒的生命里面
in our Christian lives today,
我们要真实的能够把悔改的那个生命活出来
we need to honestly live out this life of repentance.
我们需要重新思考关于悔改的概念
We need to think about the concept of repentance again.
那么今天我们选择的经文都在罗马书里面
Today our scripture is from the book of Romans.
那么我们透过罗马书所记录的这些信息
Through the recorded information in the book of Romans.
使我们能够对悔改的概念有一个更清楚的看见
We have a better and clearer understanding towards the idea of repentance.
那么人为什么要悔改呢
Why do people need to repent?
那么就是悔英文里边不知道该怎么翻译啊悔和改中文是不是里边两部分、
It comes from the ideas of return and change.
Regret and change.
Regret and change.
就是你悔就是表示我做错我后悔了
So first you regret the things that you did wrong.
然后我要改
And then you want to change them.
那么首先我们了解这个概念的时候
So first when we understand this idea
我们先知道我们悔什么东西
First we must understand what we must be guilty of
然后你才知道你应该怎么改
And then you know what you must change it towards
所以很多时候我们认为我们悔
And so often you think we're guilty of what
我们 regret 因为我们做错事了
We regret that we've done something wrong
所以我们往往想的是那些具体道德上的问题
We think of those specific moral issues
其实圣经不是这样
But this is not what the scripture says.
在罗马书第一章的里面
In Romans chapter 1
他就讲到了罪来到这个世界的那个最根本的原因在什么地方
It speaks of the most important reason that sin came to the world.
这个罗马书第五章
In Romans chapter 5
说罪从一人入了世界
It says that sin came to the world through one person.
然后众人因为这一人的罪就我们都成了罪人了
And all people became sinners through this one man.
可是这罪怎么从一个人入到这个世界里边来的呢
How did sin come into the world through one man?
这个罪进到这个世界里边那个关键的地方在什么地方呢
What is the vital point of sin?
那么在罗马书第一章里面向我们解明这个问题
In Romans chapter 1 it is explained to us
这里说神的事情人所知道的原已经显明在人心里了第一章十九节
It's written that since we may be known what is may be known about God is already plain to them
因为神已经给他显明了
Because God has made it plain to them
所以我们人对神的认识是本能的
And so people's understanding of God is natural
这个世界里边根本不存在什么无神论的人
There should be no atheism
无神论只是他们不想认识神的人
Atheism only comes from people refusing to acknowledge God.
他们心里边不可能没有神的
In their heart, it is impossible that there is no God.
或者说他们是认错神的人
Or that they see the wrong God.
所以神的事情其实人心里边是本能就有的
And so the things of God are natural to humans.
那么更重要的说自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的
More importantly, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities,have been clearly seen.
所以我们如果客观地来看待我们的世界
So if we look at our world objectively,
如果我们还说没有神
If we say there is no God,
那就怎么说呢那就 无话可说了对这种人
Well, there's not much to say to these people.
就好像我们知道每一个人都有父母
It's just how, like we say that every person has parents
他就硬说我没有父母
Some people say I don't have parents
那你对这种人怎么办呢
Well, what do you say to this person?
无话可说
There's nothing to say
这个所以圣经里边神用了一句很可怕的话
So in the scripture there is a very fearsome thing that God says
在第24节
In verse 24
神任凭他们
God gave them over
所以任凭他们是最可怕的一件事。
That is a very fearsome thing.
因为对这种人已经无语了。
Because there's nothing you can say.
让他去吧。
Just let them go.
因为你说什么他都不会信的。
There's nothing that they will believe.
我记得那时候，这个有一个人叫方舟子。
I knew a person called方舟子。
我并不认识他，我是在电脑上知道他的。
I didn't know him personally. I just knew him through the internet.
那么，他说了一句话。
And he said something.
他说。基督徒无论说什么
He said, no matter what Christians say,
我们都可以给他推翻
We can overthrow whatever they say.
我说那翻过来说我说你无论说什么我都可以给你推翻
Well, I said, then I can overthrow anything you say.
你不信你不讲道理吗
Well, you just don't speak reason.
这个大概都知道这是我儿子
As everybody knows, I'm his son.
如果有人说他不是你儿子
If somebody says he's not, I'm not his son,
我就没办法了。
Well, there's nothing I can say to them.
我没法证明。
That I can't prove it.
用任何办法都不能证明。
There is no method to prove it.
你说可以啊，你去做 DNA 鉴定。
Some people say you can do DNA testing.
那你就更麻烦了。
Well, that's even more troublesome.
你还要证明 DNA 鉴定是正确。
You have to prove that DNA testing is accurate.
然后你说那个证明了这个 DNA 的证明是正确的。
And some might say that tests will show that the DNA testing is accurate.
然后你再证明那个证明是正确的。
You show that test is accurate.
然后你就永远也不能证明。
You will not be able to ever prove it.
所以如果人用这种无理的方式来挑战这些真理的话
So if people challenge the truth without these unreasonable methods,
就任何东西都不能证明。
Nothing can be proved.
但是神说我已经给你证明了。
God says, I have proved it to you already.
如果你的良心是正确的
If your conscience is correct,
你的思维是客观的
Your thinking is objective.
神的存在
God's existence,
神的大能
God's power,
神的神性
God's divinity,
是明明可知的
are clearly shown to you.
凡是无神论的人
All atheists
都是不正确
and untrue
不客观的
unobjective
不理性的
unreasonable
但是正因为人不客观 不理性
but because people are unreasonable and unobjective
人从内心里边有一个可悲的东西
from their hearts there is a pitiable thing
叫做叛逆
called rebellion
那么这个叛逆在人的里面
And when this rebellion is in people's hearts,
就导致人的心不愿意面对比自己更高的权威
It causes them to refuse to face the higher authority.
所以圣经上说虽然人明明知道神
And so the scripture says even though people knew God,
却不把神当作神
They don't treat him as God.
我曾经认识澳洲人这是我认识他的
Once I personally knew an Aussie guy
是我以前工作地方的老板
He was my previous owner boss
他常常笑我
He often made fun of me
这个因为那时候我还年轻
Because I was young
现在我也不算太老
I'm still young
他就说年轻人
He said young guy
你为什么要去读神学
Why do you want to study theology?
你脑子有病吗
Are you mentally ill?
他就问我他说你抽烟吗
Do you smoke?
我不抽烟
I don't smoke
他说你喝酒吗
Do you drink?
我不喝酒
I don't drink
你赌博吗
Do you gamble?
不赌博
I don't gamble
玩女人吗
Do you play with women?
有一个老婆
I have a wife
他说你的 life so boring
He said, your life is so boring.
所以你这样的人活在世上还有什么意义
What is the point of your life?
你从这个人的生命里边看到了什么
What can you see from this person's life?
他说了一句话
He said one thing.
他说 you believe in God.
He said, you believe in God.
他说 what is God?
What is God?
他说倒过来 God 就是 dog.
If you reverse God, it is dog.
当我听了这句话的时候，我心里边我真的想揍他。
But when I heard this, I wanted to fight him.
我不知道我该怎么跟他说。
I don't know how to respond to this.
正像圣经上所说的。
Just as the scripture says.
这些人专把羞耻当荣耀。
These people treat shame as glory.
他觉得做的这些事都是他觉得他，你看我有自由做这些事。
They think that they are free to do all these things. It is their glory.
他不知道那些事都是多么下级。多么肮脏，多么低级的事情。
They don't understand how shameful these things truly are.
可是他却引以这个东西为自豪。
But they think that this is their glory.
当他们做这些事情的时候
，When they do these things,
他们就背叛。
They rebel.
他们就不想要上帝。
They don't want God.
因为一旦有上帝
，Because when there is God,
这些事情他们就不能做了。
They can't do these things anymore.
所以本来他们应该敬畏上帝。
So they should worship God.
可是他居然是如此的态度来。提到上帝的名
But instead they speak of him with such an attitude.
所以当他们不把上帝荣耀的上帝来当上帝荣耀他的时候
So when they don't treat the glorious God as the glorious God
下边的话就可悲了
The remaining words are very pitiable.
那就是无知的心就昏暗了
That is that their ignorant sin heart becomes dark.
然后他们就开始犯罪
And they begin to sin.
所以在这里下边罗列很多很多的罪。
And so below there are listed many types of sins.
那么这些罪的根本的原因在什么地方呢
？What is the root of all of these sins?
是因为他们不把神当作神来敬拜他。
Is that they do not treat God as God?
因此他们走了叛逆的道路。
And so they walk the path of rebellion.
追求了错误的。目标
and pursue their wrong goals.
所以人没有上帝的时候，在世界上追求什么东西呢
？And so when people do not have God, what do they pursue?
就是追求人情欲上最大的满足。
They pursue the pleasures of their body.
就是你想要什么
？Whatever you want.
你尽量的满足它。
You try to get it.
这就是人生的这个没有上帝的人生的追求。
That is what people without God go for.
而当我问人这样的事情
，And when I ask people these things,
如果你信上帝
If you believe in God,
你怕信了上帝以后有些事情你不能做了
Would you be afraid that you can't do certain things?
所以有很多人说我到老了再信主
Some people say I'll believe when I become old
因为我现在年轻嘛
Because I'm still young
我现在很多事情还没有做
There are many things I want to do
我信了耶稣这些事情就不能做了
Once I believe I can't do them anymore
我说好
I said okay
现在你把信了耶稣而你担心不能做的那些事情把它写下来
Write down all the things you can't do if you believe in Christ
你看看都是些什么事
Let's see what they are
当你写的时候写着写着就不好意思写了
When you write them down you'll become embarrassed
因为知道那些事情原本你就不应该去做的
Because you'll realize that you shouldn't do them anyway
可是你偏偏想去做
But you just want to do them
这个叫做叛逆
This is called rebellion
那么因为这种叛逆的心在人的心里面
And because of these kind of things in people's hearts
于是人就不能再敬拜上帝了。
People cannot come to worship God.
他不愿意再回到上帝的面前。
They don't want to come to God's presence.
无神论就是从这样的根源里边所产生出来的。
And atheism has arisen from these kinds of ideas.
世界上没有一个文化它原本是无神论。
There's no culture that is originally atheist.
无神论是因为人越来越堕落。
Atheism has come from the corruption of people.
喜欢犯罪。
That they want to sin.
而越来越不敬畏上帝。
And they don't worship God anymore.
拒绝上帝
reject God.
而产生的
That's where it's come from.
因此弟兄姊妹
And so brothers and sisters.
当圣经里面提出来说天国近了
When the scripture says the kingdom of God is near.
你们要悔改
You must repent.
那么悔改的概念这个关键是在什么地方呢
What is the vital point of this repentance?
当然那些具体的事情我在说它需要悔改的
Of course all of these specific sins need to be repented of.
可是圣经里边提到这个悔改的那个重点
However the most important aspect of repentance.
不是在那些具体的罪的上面
Is not in all of the specific sins.
而是在你的人生的方向的上面
But in the direction of your life.
在人生的态度上面
In the attitude of your life.
在人生的那一个关系的里面
In the relationship of your life.
所以悔改的第一个最重要的概念是什么呢
So the most important concept of repentance.
是我们对待上帝的态度是不对
Is that we do not treat God correctly.
这是我们需要第一个需要悔改的事情
It is the first thing we must repent of.
所以什么叫做信仰
So what is called faith?
就是建立与至高者正确的关系
is to build a relationship with the true high God.
因为他是客观的
because he is objective.
他是至高绝对的
he is absolute.
那么你作为一个被造的
and as a created being,
那么你活在他所制定的那个秩序的里面。
You live under his authority.
因此你需要跟他去建立这个关系。
And so you must build a relationship with him.
你需要怀着一个敬畏的心跟他建立关系。
You must have a worshipful heart when you build a relationship with him.
那么当你有这个敬畏的心跟他建立关系的时候，
And when you have this heart,
那么你遵行他的旨意。
You will follow his law.
人生有智慧吗？
Is there wisdom in people's lives?
有。
Yes.
什么是人生的智慧？
What is the wisdom of people?
就是你懂得约束你自己来遵行他的旨意。
If you know how to control yourself and follow his law.
什么叫做傻瓜？
What is called foolish?
就明明知道这个是对的，你偏要往错处走，这个就是最大的傻瓜。
Those that know what is right but don't do it, that is the greatest foolish.
所以什么是正确呢？
So what is true?
那你需要知道那个正确的源头在什么地方。
You must know the root of truth.
那么建立了这一个权威。
And once you've established this authority,
然后你建立了跟他这个关系，
once you've established the relationship,
然后你有一个正确的态度来面对他，
and once you have a true attitude,
然后你好好谦卑你自己，按照他的所命定的法则来生活，
and when you humble yourselves and follow his law in your life,
这就是信仰，
that is faith,
这就是智慧，
that is wisdom,
这就是我们人生蒙福的那个最关键最根本的那个条件。
That is the most important thing for us to receive blessing in our life.
因此悔改，
and so repentance,
就是我们以前走错路了，
is when we formerly walked the wrong path.
我们信错对象了，
we believed in the wrong thing.
我们不知道真理的法则在哪里，
we don't know where truth comes from.
我们的人生整个错误了，
our life has been led wrongly.
罪因一人入了世界。
Sin came into the world through one person.
这人是亚当。
That person was Adam.
如果更确切的话，这人是夏娃。
More specifically, it was Eve.
为什么夏娃会犯罪？
Why would Eve sin?
是因为她不把神当作神。
Because she didn't treat God as God.
为什么她不把神当作神呢？
Why doesn't she treat God as God?
因为神说你吃的日子必定死。
Because God said, when you sin, you will die.
如果你知道他说的话是至高的权威，
if you know that that is the truth,
然后你今天有智慧，
and if you have wisdom,
你照着他的话去做，
you would follow it.
你就不要吃那分别善恶树的果子，
you will not take the fruit of the tree.
因为你知道这是至高的权威所说的话，
because you know that the authority said that.
所以你存着敬畏的心，
and so with a worshipful heart,
你就好好的去遵守，
you should follow him.
可是夏娃没有这样做，
but Eve did not do that.
他听了魔鬼的话，
she listened to the word of the snake.
所以他把至高的权威模糊掉了。
And so she didn't take the authority seriously.
然后当魔鬼跟他说你吃的人都不一定死吧，
And when the serpent said, oh, you might not die.
诶，他却信了这个。
She listened to the serpent.
所以这就表示在他的心目当中至高的权威已经放错位置了。
This represented that she did not take the truth correctly.
他的信仰错了。
Her faith was incorrect.
因此导致了他的下一步的行动上的错误。
Which resulted in her incorrect actions.
如果我们只看到行动上的错误，
if we only see the incorrect action,
而没有看到导致行动错误的那个根源，
but we mistake the origin,
我们想要去改变那个行动上的错误，
when we try to correct the action,
就变成了修行主义。
That is called good works.
修行主义应该怎么翻译？
Theory of do good works.
大概是吧。所以在圣经里边告诉我们，在这个罗马书里边告诉我们，
so the book of Romans tells us,
三章二十一节，
in chapter 3 verse 21,
如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来了，
but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known,
因为有律法和先知为证，
because the laws and the prophets testify,
旧约已经给我们预言了，
the Old Testament has prophesied,
当你犯错的时候，
when you sin,
神已经为你预备了赎罪的祭。
God has prepared a sacrifice for you.
所以虽然神给了以色列人律法，
so even though God gave the Israelites the law,
但是在律法里面也规定了，如果你万一做不到，其实你根本也做不到，那么有一个拯救的方式。
When you fail, there is a salvation afterwards.
那么当然在希伯来书里边说，牛羊的血是不能除人的罪的。
In the books of Hebrews, it is explained that animals cannot take away people's sin.
所以牛羊 是对于将来真正除去人的罪是神的儿子的那一个预表。
So animals are a symbol of the true salvation that will come from Christ.
所以那个真实的救赎是透过神的儿子耶稣基督来做成的。
That true salvation comes through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此当耶稣基督来到这个世界上的时候
And so when Jesus Christ came to the world,
为我们的罪受苦而牺牲自己
And suffered and died for other sins.
因着他的受苦而牺牲自己
Through his suffering and sacrifice,
成就了我们的救赎
accomplished our salvation.
所以第二十四节这样说
in verse 24,
如今却蒙神的恩典
All are justified freely by his grace.
因着耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义了
Through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
那么这里边这个Redemption, 这个救赎这个字
here the word redemption
在原文里边的意思是还清你的赎价
In the original Greek meant to repay everything that you owed
那么这个赎价是指的一个奴隶在这个奴隶主的家里面
And so this repayment represented a slave in a slave owner's house
那么要把它从这个奴隶主的家里边把他自由出去
has to become free
那么你需要付一个赎价
you need to pay a price
那么这里说因着耶稣基督的救赎
and here it says through Christ Jesus salvation
就是耶稣基督受苦受死
is that Christ suffered and died
已经把那个赎价给你还清了
he paid for this price
那么这个叫做基督的救赎
and this is called his redemption
也就是说我们具体犯的那些罪
so all of our specific sins
其实主已经为我们把那些罪的代价已经替我们还了
Christ already paid for those sins
那么我们具体认那些的罪
and when we repent of those sins
不是 repent 就是你
when we acknowledge them
yeah 你认那些罪的时候是为要使你知道你错到什么地步
So you know the extent of your incorrectness
其实那一个具体的罪
Actually all of those specific sins
并不重要
are not that important
因为我们因信来到耶稣面前的时候
When we come to the Lord through faith
神要赦免我们的罪
God will forgive all of them
弟兄姊妹这个赦免是完全的
Brothers and sisters this salvation is complete
这个 forgiveness 是 complete
The forgiveness is complete
是没有遗留的
There is no leftover.
所以你不要认为哪一个罪我没认，那个罪神不赦免我那个罪了。
Don't think that God will forget some. You will forget some sin, and God won't forgive you for it.
不会的。
That won't happen.
你因着信来到上帝的面前。
Because you come into God's presence in faith.
然后神称你为义了。
And God has counted you as righteous.
赦免了你的罪。
Has forgiven all of your sins.
是表示你的一切的罪通通赦免。
It means that all of them are forgiven.
你认过的没有认过的通通赦免。
Whether you have acknowledged them or not.
所以你的具体的哪一样罪
And so all of those specific sins
与你认不认罪没有关系
are not important to whether or not you repent.
如果神不赦免你哪一样罪
if God doesn't forgive whatever sin,
我告诉你所有的罪他都不会赦免
He won't forgive any of your sins.
神只要赦免你的罪
God only needs to forgive your sins.
就所有的罪全部赦免
He forgives all of them.
神不会赦免一部分罪那一部分罪不赦免
He won't forgive some of them and not forgive others.
那么当然我们在认那个罪的时候
Obviously when we acknowledge them,
我们要改掉那个罪
we have to change.
是很重要的
That is very important.
但是圣经里边在说我们在信里边在信仰的里边那个悔改
However, the scripture writes that our repentance in our faith
重点不是指的你悔改一个具体的错误
is not about repenting of any specific sin.
而是指的你的整个人生大方向上的改变
But that you change the direction of your life.
那个关系上的改变
change the relationship
因信称义
through faith
这个
justification through faith
through faith 那么这个 faith 是指的我们跟神的关系
this faith is the relationship between us and God
所以如果你进入这个关系
if you go into this relationship
这关系归正了
this relationship becomes
你认他为神
you treat him as God
你听他的话
you follow his words
神就说好了你进入这个关系过去的那些我都赦免你了
God says now that you are in this relationship I forgive you all of your sins
那么过去这些错误
all of those past sins
是使我们能够看见
are things that you can see.
当我们离开跟他的关系的时候
when you separate from that relationship,
我们走了自己的路的时候
when you walk your own path,
你是何等的软弱而可悲
you are so weak and pitiful,
你何等的失败而可憎
you are so you're such a failure.
所以我们首先在神面前悔改的事情
and so the first thing you must repent of,
是向上帝说主啊我是这样的一个糟糕的人
is to say, God, I'm such a shameful person.
原因不是因为我做了这些事
not because of the things I've done,
原因是因为我离开了你
but because I'm separated from
我离开了你以后
after I'm separated from
我就成了一个只能做这种事的人
I've become a person who can only do these things.
所以我们如果不回到他的关系里面
so if we do not return to this relationship,
你还觉得我做了很多错事
you think I've done all these wrong things,
你就努力去改变这个错事
and you work hard to change
其实你又落到律法主义的里面
you fall back intol
egalism, 就好像这个圣经里边说是用立功之法来完成我们讨神喜悦的那个心态里面。
Just like the people who try to earn salvation through good works,
那个是不可能走通的路。
That's impossible.
所以很多传道人在讲，你哪一样你信了主以后你还做那种事，你赶紧悔改。
So many preachers point out specific sins that people do.
这个没有完全错。
It's not completely wrong.
但是那个不是问题的关键。
But that's not the root of the problem.
我不知道在座的各位你们有没有这个感受。
I don't know if some of our brothers and sisters
好像使徒保罗那样的感受
like when the apostle Paul
我真是苦啊
he says I'm so sad
因为我愿意的善我不去做
because the good things I want to do I can't do them
我不愿意的恶我都去做
and I end up doing the things I don't want to do
我们就在这里边挣扎来挣扎去
and you struggle
我们很想摆脱罪恶
we want to get rid of sin
努力改悔改
change our lives
可是悔了半天就是改不了
but it's so difficult
所以很多基督徒就变成只悔不改的人
and so some Christians become
其实不是不改
It's not that they don't change.
也不是不想改
It's not that they don't want to change.
而是改不了
But that they can't change.
为什么
Why?
因为没有悔改那个关系
Because they don't have that relationship.
没有建立那个能力来源的进到你的生命里面来
They haven't established the source of their power.
你的人生的方向还没有调转过来
The direction of your life has not changed.
那么这个根本人生的规格没有变的时候
When the foundations of your life haven't changed.
你想仅仅提高你的道德
If you want to raise your morals.
那是一个根本走不通的道路
That's something you can't do.
所以神在我们身上首先想要要
That's the first thing that God wants from us.
不是你的义行
It's not your good works.
而是你恢复跟他的关系
But that you build a relationship with him.
因为神说你在律法里边是走不通的路
Because God said you cannot walk through the path of the law.
所以你要因信称义啊
And so you must be justified through faith.
要悔改那个关系
You must rebuild that relationship.
因为过去我们没有把他当作神
Because before we didn't treat him as God.
如今我们要把他当作神
We must treat him as God.
以前我没有好好的依靠他
We didn't properly rely on him.
现在我要依靠他
We must rely on him.
以前我没有跟随他
We didn't follow him.
现在我要跟随他
Now we must follow him.
悔改产生什么结果
What is the fruit of our repentance?
彻底放弃你以前的人生
Give up your old life.
彻底放弃
Completely give it up.
必须放弃
Absolutely, you must give it up.
如果你不放弃你以前人生的道路
If you don't give up your old ways
你不放弃你以前人生的追求
If you don't give up your old desires
你来到上帝面前求上帝帮助我
When you come before God
上帝不帮你
God won't help you
为什么不帮你
Why won't he help you
因为主啊给我一个好工作
I said God give me a good job
主不一定给你
He may not give it to you
你病了
You're sick
主啊你医治我
God, please heal me.
主不一定医治你。
He may not heal you.
主要看你的人生方向有没有改变。
Depends on whether or not your life has changed.
如果你的人生方向不改变
If the direction of your life doesn't change,
你还是按照你自己人生想要的东西追求
And you go after the same desires,
神给你健康
God gives you health.
你就更犯罪
You will sin more.
神给你更多钱
God gives you more money.
你就更犯罪
You will sin more.
你就更加远离他
You'll be even further from him.
所以很多时候神提醒我们
So often God reminds us.
神拿去我们生命的某些东西
He takes away things from our lives.
并不一定是神在那一件事情管教你
Not that he's punishing you for that thing.
首先是要叫你在整个人生方向的改大方向要改变过来
It's so that you can change the direction of your life.
你要跟从他
You must follow him.
如果这个没有改变
If this doesn't change,
你根本没有真正的认罪悔改
You have not truly repented.
没有恢复跟他的关系
you haven't truly built that relationship.
你根本没有真正进入到跟随他的那条人生的道路里面去
you haven't truly walked the path of following God.
所以一个基督徒的人生从什么时候开始
so when does a Christian life begin?
弟兄姊妹听准了
Please listen carefully.
基督徒的这个真正基督徒的人生从什么时候开始？
When does a Christian life truly begin?
你说从什么时候开始？
When do you think?
从献身活祭开始。
From when you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
什么叫献身活祭？
What does that mean?
就是你向着旧我死掉了。
When you die to your old self.
就像那一只羊杀了。
Just like the goat, it
is killed. 然后烧在坛上。
And burnt up on the altar.
你化为另外的一个生命。
And it becomes a new life.
如果你还没有献身活祭，
if you haven't done that,
你最多是个基督教徒，
you are just a Christian follower, a churchgoer,
一个 religious practitioner,
a religious practitioner.
那么就是说，你只是把信仰当作一个好的道理来修饰你的旧我。
That is to say, you've used religion as a way to fix up your morals.
你只把上帝当作一个你旧我野心上的一个帮助。
You've treated God as a partial helper.
可是你没有真正的成为一个悔改归正，来认他为上帝，来跟从他的生命，你还没有做那个。
But you haven't changed your life to truly follow Him.
那你至多你在宗教里边活在自我的当中。
You are only living selfishly in religion.
所以在圣经里边所提醒的悔改。
And so when the scripture reminds us of repentance.
是我们把神当作神。
It's that we treat God as God.
把这一个关系建立起来。
That we set up this relationship.
然后把他启示的话语当作你生活的准则。
And when we treat His word as a path, as a guidance of our life.
然后从生命的深层里边说，主啊，我要放弃我的过去。
And from the depths of our life, we give up our old ways.
从今以后，我要跟从你。
And now we will follow you.
因为我没有你的时候
，Because when I'm without you,
我整个是错误的。
I was completely wrong.
现在我要在你里边归正过来。
And now I must fix it.
所以悔改是一个整个人生在他面前的归正。
So repentance is a complete changing of direction in him.
而不是一个具体的错误的更正。
And not any fixing of a specific issue.
我再说。具体错误的更正是必要的。
I repeat that fixing specific sins is very important.
但是不是圣经里边说天国近了你要悔改的那个悔改。
But it is not the same as the repentance of repenting for the kingdom of God is near.
这个主来的日子已经近了。
The day the Lord returns is near.
圣经说它不是单言。
The scripture says it may not be today.
不是它不是 slow, 它。
He is not slow.
而是他在等待
but that he is waiting.
他要人人得救
he wants everyone to be saved.
那么怎么得救
how is it to be saved?
是要在大关系上悔改
is to change your relationship.
然后认他为我们的神
and know that God is our God.
用信心来跟从他
and follow him in faith.
神要因着这样的信
Through God will use this faith.
因着这样的悔改
He will use this repentance.
赦免我们一切的过犯
Forgive all of your inequities.
称我们为义
Treat you as righteous.
使我们的生命在他面前重生
So that your life can be reborn.
使我们成为天国的子民
So that you can be citizens of the kingdom of God.
然后使我们的生命借着今天世界上的这个人生的道路
And so that through our worldly path,
使我们的生命能够丰富起来
that our life can become full.
那么将来我们见他面的时候
so when we meet him one day,
不至于羞愧
we will not be ashamed.
所以但愿我们借着今天这一个信息
I pray that through the message today,
使我们能够准确地把握悔改的真意
we can accurately understand the true meaning of repentance.
让我们在他真理的光的照耀之下
and under the shining of his light,
借着他给我们的信心
Through the faith that He gives us,
让我们在整个人生上能够归正
that our whole life can be corrected,
而不要像世界上拜偶像的人
but not follow the idolaters of the world,
来烧住香
to burn some incense,
你帮助我
God help me,
不是这样的
that's not the case,
悔改
repent,
是以前我信错了神
is to say that I believe the wrong,
走错了路
I walk the wrong path,
现在我要把那个放弃
but I will let that go,
彻底放弃
completely,
然后我回到他的面前
and come back before God.
然后把生命献给他
and say that, and give up our life for him.
然后一生一世跟随他
and follow him.
这样我们成为蒙恩得福的人
so that we can become blessed people.
神的心意也在我们身上得满足
and God's will can be satisfied upon us.
愿上帝赐福给大家
May the Lord bless everyone.
谢谢。